We'll start with the story about Eliyahu Navi. So this week is the yahrzeit of Rav Asher Anshul Halevi from Chunger. So many tzaddikim we mamish don't know about. So many. There was the Beis Medrash of the Chayzer had 300 Bali Ruch Kodesh. We don't know anything about them. 300 Bali Ruch Kodesh. We only know like people who made Maifsim, people who wrote Svarim, the big tzaddikim, but there were so many mamish who did, can't even count them. So this Reb Shmuel, this Reb Asher Anshul, he was a big Baal Maifes when it came to Refuas. There's a lot of stories about him and the Refuas that he did. This is a nice story though. It says that when he was a kid, 5 years old, halavai our children, 5 years old, should have dreams like this. Listen to this dream. He said that his father, who was a guy named Reb Shmuel from Satcha, was sitting on Moitzei Shabbos, like we are, and he was learning in the cheder next door, not like us. So he says that his son was sleeping, Rabbeinu, this Reb Asher Anshul, and he jumped out of his bed and he was laughing. So his father said to him, he says, Anshul, he says, why are you jumping out of bed? Why are you laughing? So he said, I told his father like this. He says, I had a dream, Tati, that I was in the shul, and in one corner of the room I saw Avram Avinu, and in the other corner of the room I saw Eliyahu Navi. And I had a suffix, who to give shalom to first? To Avram or to Eliyahu Navi? So I reasoned to myself, we say on Moitzei Shabbos, we say in the tefillah of Eliyahu Navi, we say, Ashrei mi shera panav b'chalayim v'nason lo shalom. Fortunate is the person that he sees the face of Eliyahu Navi in a dream, and he gives him shalom. So I said, I should really give him shalom first. Then I thought to myself, but listen, Avram Avinu was much older than Eliyahu Navi. Maybe it's the right thing to do is to give Avram first. He has the big white beard and Eliyahu doesn't. So I paskened myself that I should give shalom to Eliyahu Navi first. And then to Avram. So I said, why? Because I said, because Avram Avinu is Avinu. He's our father and he's Avarachman. So he'll be vade be meichami that I give shalom to Eliyahu first and I give him shalom. So his father heard this and he says, if you have dreams like this, then certainly you should laugh. You should definitely laugh about dreams like this. I don't know exactly what the taich was in that final line. But this is a 5 year old having a dream like this, and the pshat that he even knew like the nusach of going on Motzei Shabbos. To have such a chinuch like this, mamish. That's a nice story.
Such a nice way. He should have said that if he didn't give shalom to Eliyahu Navi, he'd be a kanoi. He said it in a nice
scared of him, yeah. So this week is also the yahrzeit of Rabbi Aaron Halevi from Krakow. He was the son, one of the sons of the Mor v'Shamish. The more famous son of the Mor v'Shamish is the Gittah Yid. Rabbi talks about the Gittah Yid. So there's a story here of Rabbi Aaron Halevi from Krakow. He married into the family of the Chayza from Lublin. He was therefore like a grandson of the Chayza from Lublin. So he was once sitting by the Tish, the first Babavar Rebbe, of Shalom Babavar, who was a son-in-law of the Devi Chaim from Tzant. So when Rav Aaron came into the room, he was very, very old at the time. He already had seen the Chayza. So he put a chair by him, and he said, B'mchabed him, to sit right next to him. So he said, no, I don't need to sit next to the Rebbe, I'm Michael. So he says, so why don't you want to sit at the head of the table? He said, he wanted to sit at the head of the table. He says, you sat by the table of the Chayza. You sat by the table of the Chayza. Even the Zakeni from Tzanz didn't sit by such a table like that. You, mamash, you saw the Chayza, you sat at his tish. How could you not accept to sit, mamash, at the head of the table? So he said, we say on the Zemiris of Moitzei Shabbos, we said about Eliyahu Navi, we said, he was an ish doirois shneim asa ro'u enav, that he saw 12 generations. That's one of the shvachim we say about Eliyahu Navi. So he says, what type of a shvach is this? Who cares that he saw 12 generations? This is something which we mention out of all the praise of Eliyahu Navi. He says, I'll tell you the chiddush. The chiddush is that Eliyahu Navi, he even saw Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Pinchas, right? He even saw Moshe Rabbeinu. And the chiddush is that even though he saw Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Eliyahu Navi in later life, and he was living in the times of Achi Ashilaini, he was Makabal Achi Ashilaini to be his Rebbe, even though he knew Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Chiddush. That he was makabel morus, he was makabel the Rebbeishkeit from Achil Shoni, even though he saw a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, so to here, he says, you're right, I saw the Chayza. But the Chiddush is that I'm makabel, what he's saying to him was, I'm makabel you as a Rebbe, even though I saw the Chayza from Lublin. That's the Chiddush of Eliyahu Navi, the Chachno of Eliyahu Navi. So I had heard also I had the schus of seeing the Rav Chaim Brimzatzel, big tzaddik, I had the schus to know him. So it was known about him that even though in his older years he had already had seen the Saba Kadisha from Bian, the earlier the Bian Rebbes. So even though he was probably 40 years older, 50 years older than the current the Bian Rebbe. He's an Ish Chosha Ma'ev now. But when he first was Makabel, he's an American, you know, the Bian Rebbe. He went to MTA, I don't know where he went to. And then he became the Rebbe of Bian.
He was supposed to be like an engineer, I think.
Yeah?
He said he was going to go to college, and they said, the Chassidim want you, they need you.
Right. The Mamash had plucked him out and brought him to Eretz Yisrael. So he sat by his tish like a Talmud by Rebbe, even though he was a Goyen Atzim, and he was 50 years older than him, whatever it was. Oh, that's
my brother's brother-in-law.
Very nice.
This week.
This week? Wow. Here, yeah. He was Makabel Morris from him, even though he had seen Mamish from earlier. Mamish, the previous generation was a Talmud by the Biskarov, by the Chazanish. Like Mamish from this Veld. So in this week's Parsha, we have the Maisa with Yaakov and Esav and the Brachos, Yitzchak. So there's a remez here also to Sudas Malav Malka. It's Pasha why there's Sudas Malka. For the fact that we say V'yitzen L'cham Maitze Shabbos, and the fact that Yitzchak gives that bracha to Yaakov implies that it was Maitze Shabbos. That Yitzchak was coming off of Raiva Derivin, which is the highest place of Shabbos. He must have reached such a madrega on Raiva Derivin that now was Maitze Shabbos. He was ready to give the brachos because the time of Maitze Shabbos is his man to be mashpi all the brachos of Shabbos. That's what it says, Vatechana Eira Meroyes, that he couldn't see. So what do you mean he couldn't see? The pshat is that by Shalosh Shudas you sit in the dark because you reach such a place that Mamashi can't see anything. So he was coming off of Shalosh Shudas and he couldn't see anything. He was Mamash in that world. And he was bringing down the brachas from that place, that's V'yitin Lecha, that he wanted to give to him. And the whole inyan that he asks, that Yitzchak gives the brachas to Yaakov in a way that he comes in wearing the begadim of Esav. Right? And he's really Yaakov. So that's also a remnant of Malav HaMalka. Because Malav HaMalka is a time that you go back into the week. And you put on the clothes of Esav. You put on the Vachtika clothes. That's called the clothes of Esav. The clothes of hunting. The clothes of Parnasa to go out to search. But in the Pnimius, it's really Yaakov. And Yaakov is Shabbos. Chazal say that the Inyan of Shabbos is Yaakov. Nachlis Yaakov Avicha. So really, what Sudas Malav HaMalka is that it's really Shabbos, but it's dressed up as Esav. It's really dressed up as Esav. So the reason why the brachas had to come in that often is because on the outside it looks like it's just a regular Suda. It's the Suda of the first Suda of the week. That's called Esav. Esav is a Lashon Asiya. It's the days of Asiya, the days of doing. But in Pnimius, it's really Yaakov, it's really Shabbos Kodesh. So the Avoda is by Malav HaMalka is to understand and to recognize that although in the Chitzonius people are fooled and they see that Malav HaMalka is just a day, the beginning of the Vach, and that it's just Esav, it's Esav, you have to realize that's not Esav, it's the close of Esav. But really in the Pnimius it's really Yaakov. And that's the whole Inyan of David HaMelech. The reason why it corresponds to David is because David, of course, is the Tikkun of the Neshama of Esav. The Esav was red, and David was red, and David says, don't look on the Esav, on the outside of Esav, you have to look into the Pnimius of Esav. In the Pnimius of Esav with David HaMelech. So that's what the Sfarim say, that David HaMelech says, Se'adeini v'ivasheya. Se'adeini v'ivasheya. So the Tzaddikim Taich, Se'adeini, if you have my Suda, that's what he says in Tehillim, v'ivasheya, then I'll save you. That's what they Taich. If you eat me, then I'll bring you a Yeshua. That's what David HaMelech says. So the word v'ivasheya is also has inside of it the word Esav. The Esav. And the pshat is that if you eat my Suda, then even a Rasha like Esav can have a tikkun, and that's what David HaMelech represents. And that's why Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav. The pshat is that the Archem HaKadosh says it's not that he didn't know that it was that he was fooled by Esav. He knew exactly he was giving the brachas to Esav, and he wanted to give the brachas to Esav. But why? Because he knew that he felt that if he would give him the brachas, he would be able to be makarve and to have him to do tshuva. And he was waiting for this opportunity to give him these brachos to machzim b'tshuva. That's why he waited also by Leil Pesach. It was Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach is a time for the biggest bali tshuva is Leil Pesach. All the Yid and Mamish, they come and they enjoy. Even the most white people from Yiddishkeit, everybody has a Seder, right? So he figured that even Esav, even though he was so far from Yiddishkeit, he would come to a Seder, he would come, he'd be able to uplift him. Right? That's why Eliyahu Navi comes to the Seder also. He comes Motzei Shabbos, and he comes to the Seder. That's also Bechinus of Eliyahu Navi. Because the Koyach of Eliyahu also, to be able to machzir Yidim B'tshuma. So, Pashtus, it was also Motzei Shabbos, it was also Leil Pesach, it's a time for Bali Tshuva. I had a few other thoughts, I'm not remembering now. But, that's why also Birchas Avram. He wanted to give him the Birchas Avram, because the whole Inyan Avram is to be machzir people b'tshuva. And so he wanted to give him these brachos, to be machazing them, to bring them close, even somebody like Esav. So that's the reason why Malav HaMalka is a time that even Yidden, that they don't get into Shabbos, halavai, they should have an achiza in Malav HaMalka. So even though a person wasn't uplifted by Shabbos, David Malach says, anybody who doesn't have a shaykh, it's a real Shabbos, if they have a shaykh, it's a Malav HaMalka, I'm able to bring them up into Shabbos Kodesh. Especially in a door like this, that, you know, we don't really know what it means to really experience Shabbos Kodesh. We're not zeichet to be by the tzaddikim that they mamish be on fire on Shabbos Kodesh. So it's a big chizuk for us that if we can come to Malav HaMalka, it gives us ability to connect to Shabbos Kodesh in a way that allows us to mamish to connect in a pinimistical way. We should be zeichet and in the schus of the tzaddikim that is your tzitzah this week and the schus of coming together in Eli Navi, we should be zeichet to be toying from that time of Shabbos, from the seir izim of Yitzchak Avinu, from the nekud of Korban Pesach, that to be zeichet to see Eli Navi. Yes, go ahead, Sadek, and we have a minute. Amen.